Map and globe skills. Use a population map. 1. Why learn this skill? You may live in a large city, a suburb, or a small town, or you may live in a rural area where there are not many people. Each kind of place has a different population density. Population density tells how many people live in an area of a certain size. The size is usually 1 square mile or 1 square kilometer. A square mile is a square piece of land. Each of its 4 sides is 1 mile long. A square kilometer is a square piece of land with sides that are each 1 kilometer long. The population density of your area may affect the way you live. Suppose that 3 people live on each square mile of land where you live. Your area would have a population density of 3 people per square mile. With only 3 people per square mile, there would be few people and lots of space around you. Now, suppose that 10,000 people live on each square mile. With 10,000 people per square mile, the place would be very crowded. Like resources, population is not spread evenly across the earth. More people live in some places than in others. Would you expect to find the highest population density in cities, in small towns, or in rural areas? In which of those areas would you expect to find the lowest population density? 2. Understand the process. The map on page 153 is a population map of the state of New York. A population map shows where people live. It also shows the population density of each place. 1. Find the map key. It shows 4 population densities. What is the lowest population density shown on the map? How is it marked on the map? 2. Look at the map key again. What is the highest population density shown on the map? How is it marked on the map? 3. Find the city of Albany on the map. Albany, like New York's other large cities, has a population density of more than 250 people per square mile. Some of New York's cities, however, have much higher population densities. The population density of New York City is more than 23,000 people per square mile. How do you think such a high population density affects the lives of people living in New York City? 4. Now find the city of Jamestown. What is its population density? 5. A band of land with a population density of more than 100 people per square mile runs through the state of New York. Find the band on the map. It begins in western New York along Lake Erie. Near what large coastal city does it end? 6. What part of New York has a very large area of land with the state's lowest population density? 3. Think and apply. In an encyclopedia or an atlas, find a population map of your state. What is the population density of the place where you live? In which parts of your state is the population density the highest? In which parts is it the lowest? In which areas of your state might you expect to find most large industries? Share your findings with classmates or family members. Comparing viewpoints. Urban convenience or rural charm? Hamden, Connecticut was once a little town near New Haven. New Haven was on the edge of the New York City metropolitan area. Over time, both New York City and New Haven grew larger. More and more people who worked in those cities moved to Hamden, so Hamden grew larger too. A building company wanted to build a new shopping mall in Hamden. Their plan was to build a 100-store mall. The company pointed out that the mall would bring a lot of money and new businesses to Hamden. That would mean more jobs for the people who lived nearby. Some townspeople liked the idea, but others were against it. They were afraid that Hamden would be spoiled. They argued that a mall would bring too many cars into town. A mall might bring crime to the town, too. The new buildings and roads might even harm the environment. The problems Hamden faced was like the problems faced by other small towns in growing metropolitan areas. Long-time citizens often want to keep their town small and rural. They do not want to see new businesses, shopping malls, and housing developments built near them. Other citizens, however, feel that development would help their town's economy and make life there easier. Citizens speak out. Writing letters to newspapers is one way that citizens can give their viewpoints. Many people in Hamden wrote such letters about the mall. One person wrote, people are concerned about the number of new cars on hand and streets, over 20,000 projected and between 30,000 and 40,000 cars a day coming to the mall during the Christmas shopping season. A second person wrote, "I'd love to see Hamden build up with beauty like a pretty mall. We have nothing in Hamden. It's a ghost town. I go to the Connecticut Post Mall. I don't like driving there. It's too far. With the new mall, maybe I can get a job." A third person wrote, "I am in favor of the mall, but would prefer it to be a smaller size than currently proposed." The people of Hamden decided that a shopping center could be built. However, it would be much smaller than the mall that was first planned. Compare viewpoints. 1. What viewpoint about the mall does the first writer hold? How do you know? 2. What viewpoint about the mall does the second writer hold? How do you know? 3. How is the viewpoint given by the third person different from the viewpoints given by the first two writers? Think and apply. Find a letter to the editor in your newspaper. Cut out the letter and tape it to a sheet of paper. Then write a paragraph explaining the problem the letter is about and the writer's viewpoint. Lesson 3. Focus. How do people work together to solve the problems they face? Main idea. Read to find out about some of the many problems people in cities face today. Vocabulary? Unemployment. Cities face challenges. People often choose to live in or near cities because of their work. They may also enjoy the things that cities offer. Yet cities present people with problems. People must learn how to live with those problems, or they must take action to solve them. The problems of crowding. The Northeast region's coast is crowded. More than 7 million people live in New York City, the largest city in the United States. About 12 million more people live in its metropolitan area. Millions more live in the busy metropolitan areas around Boston, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. Most cities along the Northeast's coast are not very large in area. They are also closer to each other than cities in other parts of the country. Having so many people living in such a small area makes many urban problems worse. Traffic is a big problem for cities in the Northeast. Many cities there are among the oldest in the United States. In cities like Boston, New York, and Philadelphia, skyscrapers rise next to buildings that are hundreds of years old. The streets of these cities are often narrow. After all, they were built long ago for horses and carriages. The streets were never meant to handle the large numbers of cars and trucks that use them now. When people are going to work or going home, traffic on city streets and highways often becomes so bad that cars, trucks, and buses cannot move. Horns honk and tempers rise. Crowding makes pollution worse, too. The fumes from cars and trucks, along with smoke from homes and factories, pollute the air. Sometimes the air becomes hazy and smells bad. Breathing such air can harm people's health. People in cities also throw away huge amounts of trash, paper, plastic, cans, and bottles. In fact, each person in the United States produces about 4 pounds, almost 2 kilograms of trash, each day. Technology, electric cars and trucks. To help reduce air pollution in busy cities, manufacturers are developing cars and trucks that can run on electric batteries instead of on gasoline. Such cars and trucks do not pollute the air. They are also quiet. They do not add to the noise in cities. All this trash must be removed by city workers. If the trash were left on city streets, insects and rats would get into it. They could carry diseases to people. People sometimes dump waste products from ships and factories into rivers and harbors near cities. Dirty water from city streets also runs into rivers and harbors. Laws now make people get rid of wastes in more healthful ways. Still, the water in many rivers and harbors is not clean. Review. What are some problems in cities that crowding has made worse? Money problems. City governments provide many services to citizens, such as police, schools, hospitals, and transportation. But city governments do not always have all the money that they need. The cost of running a large city is high. Water pipes, sewers, roads, and bridges in the cities of the Northeast are old. They often need expensive repairs. As you know, most of the money that is used to run cities comes from taxes. However, more and more people have moved away from cities to live in nearby suburbs. That means those cities have fewer people to tax. Businesses pay much of the taxes in cities, but some businesses have also moved away from cities in the Northeast. They have moved to places outside the cities or to other states. These cities now have even less tax money to spend on services. When a business leaves a city, jobs are lost along with the taxes. This adds to the problem of unemployment in the city. Unemployment is being without a job. It is hard for people without jobs to pay for good housing, to buy food, or to meet their other needs. Review. Why are some cities in the Northeast now getting less money from taxes? Working to solve problems. Poverty, crime, drugs, and violence are also problems in many cities and towns across the United States. One man who is working on a problem in his city is Emmanuel Freeman. Mr. Freeman grew up in Philadelphia in a neighborhood called Germantown. He studied engineering and building in school and as a U.S. Marine. After Mr. Freeman got out of the Marines, he went back to his old neighborhood. Mr. Freeman saw that there was a problem in his neighborhood. He noticed that many buildings there were run down. People were not taking good care of the neighborhood. Mr. Freeman first thought about the problem. Then he thought about different ways to solve it. Mr. Freeman knew that many people in Germantown could not afford to buy their own homes. So he decided that helping people buy their own homes was one of the best ways he could help his neighborhood. In 1972, Mr. Freeman went to work for a company in Germantown that built low-cost housing. He helped change the company so that people in Germantown could say what kind of housing they would like built and where. In 1989, he became the company's president. Mr. Freeman's company buys old, run-down houses in Germantown and then repairs them. That helps make Germantown a better place to live. The company also bought an old factory and turned it into low-cost apartments for older people. Mr. Freeman's company helps provide houses that people in Germantown can afford. It helps people learn how to become homeowners. It also helps the people who will live in the houses find the jobs they need to pay for them. Because of Emmanuel Freeman's work, many families have been able to buy their own homes for the first time. Has Mr. Freeman been successful in making his neighborhood a better place to live? Mr. Freeman says, success is measured in part by the change in attitude people have to themselves and their neighborhood. New development stimulates a sense of community pride. Review. How does Mr. Freeman's company help make Germantown a better place to live? Lesson 3 review. Check understanding. 1. Remember the facts. What is the definition of unemployment? 2. Recall the main idea. What are some of the problems people in cities face today? Think critically. 3. Personally speaking. Would you rather live in a city or someplace else? Give reasons for your choice. 4. Link to you. What are some problems where you live? How are people working to solve them? Show what you know. Poster activity. Choose a problem that cities face today. Think about how people add to that problem and what they might do about it. Then make a poster to get people to work on the problem. Critical thinking skills. Solve a problem. 1. Why learn this skill? Think about some problems you have faced in the past few weeks. Perhaps you had trouble making good grades in one of your classes at school. Perhaps you had trouble learning how to do something. Or perhaps you had trouble getting along with a brother or sister at home. People everywhere have problems at some time. Learning how to solve problems is an important skill that you can use now and in the future. 2. Remember what you have read. In the last lesson, you read about a man named Emmanuel Freeman. You learned that Mr. Freeman grew up in the part of Philadelphia called Germantown. After Mr. Freeman got out of the Marine Corps, he returned to his old neighborhood. But this time, after not seeing the neighborhood for a long time, he was able to look at it with fresh eyes. Think again about the problem Mr. Freeman saw in his neighborhood and how he went about solving it. 1. What problem did Mr. Freeman see in his neighborhood? 2. Mr. Freeman thought about different solutions or ways to solve the problem. What did he decide was one of the best ways he could help? 3. What did Mr. Freeman do to carry out his solution to the problem? 4. What does Mr. Freeman's company do to help people? 5. How has Mr. Freeman's solution helped solve Germantown's problem? 3. Understand the process. You can use similar steps to help you recognize and solve problems. Steps for solving a problem. Identify the problem. Think of possible solutions. Compare the solutions and think about their consequences. Select the best solution. Plan how to carry out the solution. Solve the problem and evaluate the solution. 4. Think and apply. Look around your school or your neighborhood. What problems do you see? Which one seems the most important to you? Use the steps in the flowchart above to think of ways to solve that problem. Share your solution with classmates and consider their suggestions. Chapter 4 Review. Connect Main Ideas. Use this organizer to show that you understand how the chapter's main ideas are connected. Complete it by writing 2 details about each main idea. A copy of the organizer appears on page 31 of the activity book. Write more about it. Express a viewpoint. Imagine that you are an American Indian living in the Northeast when European settlers are building colonies there. Describe the changes that you see taking place and explain how your life is changing. What do you think about those changes? Write a report. Ellis Island is now a museum that tells about immigration. Look in the library for information about the changes that have taken place on the island. Then, write a short report that describes how it has changed and how it has stayed the same. Use vocabulary. For each group of terms, write a sentence or two explaining how the terms are related. 1. Cape, harbor, port. 2. Import, export. 3. Population, urban growth. 4. Central business district, urban sprawl. 5. Metropolitan area, megalopolis. Check understanding. 6. Which explorer named New England? What physical features did he see along the coast? 7. Why did the pilgrims start their own colony in North America? 8. What is a raw material? 9. How are ports important to international trade? 10. What caused cities in the Northeast to grow? 11. How have cars and highways helped change American cities? 12. What can happen when many businesses move away from a city? Think critically. 13. Link to you. How have physical features added to the growth of your community? 14. Explore viewpoints. Why do you think some people want to live in cities while others prefer to live in the country or in small towns? 15. Think more about it. Has urban growth made life in the United States better or worse? Are there both good and bad changes when cities grow larger? 16. Personally speaking, what would you like to do to make life better for the people in your city or town? Why? Apply skills. Use a population map. Use the population map on page 153 to answer these questions. 17. What is the population density near the town of Long Lake? 18. Is the population density greater along the eastern shore of Lake Ontario or near the city of Binghamton? Read a cutaway diagram. Draw a cutaway diagram that shows your classroom inside your school or a room inside your home. Add labels to your diagram. Solve a problem. Think of a problem that you have. Then list the steps that you might follow to solve that problem. Read more about it. Town Life by Philip Parker, Thompson Learning. This book investigates cities and the problems faced by the people who live in cities. Visit the internet at http://www.hbschool.com for additional resources.